There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, you are listening to the Following On Daily podcast. I'm Andrew McKenna, and I'm alongside the former England bowlers Gareth Batty and Alex Tudor to look back at the first day of the fifth test match between India and England in Dharamshala. Despite winning the toss, England collapsed from 175 for 3 to 218 all out, with Kuldeep Yadav taking 5 wickets before half centuries from Rohit Sharma, and Yashasvi Jaiswal guided India to 125 for 1 at the close, a trailing by just 93 runs. We'll discuss another poor performance with the bat for England, how they can salvage anything from the test, and we'll also be getting reaction from the England camp as assistant coach Marcus Truscothick will be joining us. So plenty to come over the next 20 minutes or so. You are listening to Following On. Well, what a day that was. First day of the final test match. England win the toss and bat. So everything you think is moving in the right direction. And then 57.5 overs later, England are bowled out for 218. Zach Crawley top scoring with 79. No one else getting above 30. Although Duckett, Root, Bairstow and Folks all got to 20s. But the problem was another collapse, as England were 137 for 2. And then suddenly the wickets started falling, and when 3 went down with the score on 175, England had a world of problems. Alex Tudor and Gareth Batty are alongside me. Gents, let's be blunt about this. Was there anything positive to take out of today from England?
They won the toss. They won the toss, and they opted to bat first, and you thought, yeah, that was the right decision. Rohit Sharma at the toss as well said he would have done exactly the same thing. Got off to a decent start, 64 for none off 17 overs, and then all of a sudden, you know, Popey comes in, they get to 100, you think, yep, just see, get yourself to lunch, one down, yep, you would take that as a captain, winning the toss. He runs past one, looked like he was running for lunch, and missed it. It didn't look great. And then all of a sudden, what England have done in this series, there's been 4 occasions where they've just lost far too many wickets in a session, where in a series where they've been very much in this series, it's a mad session that just gives it away for them. And again, they've just lost. What did they lose in that second session? They 94 runs for 6 wickets. You just can't do that. It was 5 for 8 at one stage in 30-odd balls or so, Macca. You know, you just can't do that against a very good Indian team, against a world-class bowler in Ravi Ashwin and Jadeja. They're just going to punish you. As I say Jadeja, it was Kuldeep Yadav who got the wickets. He got 5 from the last test. He's bowling with confidence. He's come in again. He's done a lot of guys with the wrong end. They've not picked it. Ben Stokes and, as I said, Popey, they've not picked it. He's bowled beautifully well. 9 wickets between them. They bowled extremely well. And as a good team do, when you're showing fragility, they punish you, and they do that, and they're not going to let up. And again, England only bat for 57 overs. You cannot win the toss day one in a test match and only bat for 57 overs and think, okay, we're still in this game. There's no chance.
You mentioned the fact that Ashwin and Kuldeep got nine between them. It was 10 to spin because Jadeja got the other one, which was all rather crazy because in the early stages of the day, Jasprit Bumrah and Mohammad Siraj were actually sending down some borderline unplayable deliveries, and we thought it was going to be the seamers doing all the damage. It turned out not to be the case. 0 for 51 for Bumrah, 0 for 24 for Siraj, 4 for 51 for Ashwin in 11 overs and 4 balls. Kuldeep's 15 overs, 5 for 72. Jadeja 10 overs, 1 for 17. Any team can collapse. These things can happen. It is a part of cricket. Are England collapsing too regularly? In the last four tests, 7 for 43, 7 for 35, all 10 for 107 and 9 for 139. As you mentioned, Tudes, today was 5 for 8 in 37 balls. That became 8 for 81 in 21 overs. Gareth, with your coach's hat on, is that too often and does that show an issue here? Or is it just, as I've just said, collapses can happen and we just happen to have a few in a row?
No, I think the one thing that the statisticians, the people that look at more the numbers of the game would say, you can't lose wickets in clusters because it kills you. It saps all the momentum you built up. Bowlers all of a sudden get more energy that they wouldn't have. They bowl for whatever reason. You watch somebody new to the crease, all of a sudden the ball spins more, it swings more, it seams more, bowlers seem faster. Things happen more when you take wickets, hence why everybody wants to take them. So the whole premise of don't lose wickets in clusters is to stem that, momentum shift that when you take a wicket, you gain. And I think that's something that we can't sit here and say, oh, yeah, it's been a great day. Yes, there are positives, of course, right? And you will always find positives. But there also needs to be an element of realism. There's been 350 runs scored today, and England have only scored 218 of them, and India have still got 9 wickets left. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out that India should and probably will go past England. So the advantage that you gain from winning the toss, you've given back straight away. Now, the one thing about this team, this English team, is they're very resilient. They come back and they keep scrapping, they keep fighting. But against quality, and we're talking about Test cricket, so we're talking about the best of the best, and we're talking about India World Test Championship, the whole shebang. It's a very fine team. They haven't lost at home for however many years, plus 10. You are not constantly going to come from behind and expect to be in a position to win a game. And that is the thing to address, not anything else. You have to be at the front of the game. You have to set the pace at some point. It's a wonderful quality to come from behind, but you can't keep coming from behind against quality teams.
Gee, do you want to come in?
No, I was going to say exactly the same thing. You know, the one thing that under Ben Stokes, the one thing this team will not do, they will not quit and they will keep fighting. But as Gareth rightly says, there's only so many times you can go to the well and ask you to, in last innings, to go and score 300 plus, or, you know, you've got 150 to defend. We need 10 wickets. You know, brilliant bits of play was only going to happen maybe once in a series. And so, and we saw that, didn't we, with Popey when he got up 196 and we were behind and then we ended up winning that game. I reckon that's going to happen once in a series, possibly, with the way that we play. So, yes, there is a bit of a problem. We collapse far too often. It's like no one really says, right, I'm going to sit in now. I'm going to see off a bit of pressure. I'm going to make sure that these bowlers have to come back and bowl spells. These bowlers are not having to come back and bowl spells at the minute. They're still fresh. So you're going to be under pressure. The ball's still going to be hard. It's still going to do stuff. Let's wear that ball down and then pick them off. And it's about, you know, calculation and the right time. And yes, I'm all for being positive. They still went at a very good run rate. But it's you just need to do that for longer. And by doing that, you have to earn the right, spend some time at the crease, ball's face, bowlers bowling spells. And as you say, that's what upsets the purists. That's what upsets, you know, the older generation of fan that listen and watch this England side. And as I said, I will back this England side to the hilt because it's been fantastic to watch. You want to watch it. But there is a frustration. And then I said, when Ben took over and he had that interview, as I said time and time again, strap yourself in. It's going to be a hell of a ride. You're going to have some highs and you're going to have some lows. But when you have some lows, it's going to be heavy lows because of the way that the boys are playing.
We say that they've had four collapses, but I suppose we also have to remember they are playing India in India. And as Gareth's touched on the fact that they're quite useful. Now, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were after winning in Hyderabad, and okay, he went 1-1 in Visakhapatnam, and then we're saying, well, look, there's no Kale Rahul. There was no Jadeja for a test, obviously no Virat Kohli for the series, and we're all then starting to go, oh, is this the best chance ever? Did we get a bit giddy? Did we maybe start to fool ourselves? And almost were we maybe kind of partly responsible for putting out a narrative that potentially wasn't there? Because this is still India and India. Yes, they might be missing some of the great names, but we've seen the emergence of Jaiswal. Yes, he played before. But he's come on. He's now passed 1,000 runs in Test cricket in next to no time at all. Well, we may be getting a wee bit carried away.
No, it was the time to get India. They haven't lost at home. I think it's 14 years or something. No Shami. So nobody to lead the attack. Nobody to start the day's proceedings. Bumrah started nicely today, but he didn't. He wasn't quite as backed up like he would have been with Shami at the other end, because Siraj is more of a first-change bowler, shall we say, or an impact bowler, or a different skill set to what was required. With the ball swinging around, it's an art to bowl with a new ball. So they were just a little bit down there. We've had previous games in the series where Jadeja's not played, or Ashwin has to go home and you know, hope everything's okay family wise. But he wasn't around for periods. There have been windows that fall in your lap, and if you are in the best possible place, the door is just fractionally ajar. You have to earn the right, of course, and you have to play very good cricket. But there have been windows. So no, I think. This was a wonderful time to play India. I think this pitch here is as good a surface as you're going to get to bat on. We've seen some disgusting wickets. I think if we choose our words very carefully, particularly this previous series where it literally, with all due respect, you could have picked anybody to bowl spin on them and they would have done okay because they were that difficult. And I feel like this was our time just to go, okay, we're going to show some improvement. We're going to show that we're learning and not just foot down and let's go and the wind brushes through your hair. There has to be a moment of clarity to understand how we are building, how we are getting better, how we are moving on. And I feel like, aren't we? We don't know because we're sat thousands of miles away. And we don't know because we're not in that change room. So we don't know what's been said and we don't know what's going on. You can only judge on what's been said today. Yes, there are positives. Crowley getting a score. But could it have been more? Yes. Some nice 20s. Could it have been more? Yes. India. Are they going to have two guys that go on and get hundreds tomorrow? Who knows? But that's for them now to make that. I think England have missed opportunities in this series, and I think that is the final gambit. Yes, they play some wonderful stuff. And I don't watch a lot of cricket at home sometimes, but I'll switch on and watch this team. But you still want to see that team getting better, evolving and controlling games a bit more.
Actually, touching on the opening partnership, once again, Duckett and Crawley got England past 50. It's now, 9 opening partnerships in the series. And off the top of my head, I think only twice, maybe 3 times, have they been less than 40. So, you know, you don't want to turn this into, well, we're doing our job. But actually, from looking from the outside, 64 without loss, becomes 64 for one, 100 for two. So, you know, in baseball, they use the phrase a lot about some hitters are table setters. Their job is to get on base, to set it up for the big home run boys to come in and clear it up with 2, 3, and 4 run homers. You could argue at the moment, Crawley and Duckett, yes, okay, we're disappointed that Crawley didn't go on and make a very big one himself, but they're kind of doing their job, aren't they, Jude?
Yeah, they are, and to be fair to Ben Duckett, you know, he's gone 27 off 58 balls. Normally, he's going a lot quicker than that. So, you know, he did give himself a little bit of time. His execution of his shot, you know, wasn't great. And then you're thinking, you know, did you need to do it? I suppose he wanted to take the positive option, but his shape was all wrong. And then it slid off and a great catch from Shubman Gill. But again, you know, there's been times in this series, as Gareth Wright said, we've had India on the back foot. They've had to think. I remember Sanjay Mandrake at the end of the last game in Test match in Ranchi, you know, when Ben was speaking with, he said, you know, I want to congratulate you with, because you've had Rohit Sharma in India having to think. But again, we just go back that there's times within the game when you feel like England have got them and they just let up through whatever sense that they've got within that change room at the minute, and they just lose too many wickets in clusters. And you can't do that against good sides, especially India in India. It's hard enough as it is. So you're just making it hard for yourself, and it's just... assessing the situation at that time, do you need to do what you're doing? Yes, you know, you want to take the positive option, but also you've got to read the situation. As Bat says, you know, they're missing some key players. Ravi Ashwin had to disappear for family reasons, so he was missing for 2 days, came back on the last day. You're thinking that was the time there where you can get their bowlers to bowl a few more spells. But because we're batting ultra positively and we're not batting a lot of balls, I think on average we bat 71 overs. It's Test cricket. You know,
it's 120. It's not even getting to the new ball.
It's not even getting to the new ball. As you said, yes, we might have 300-odd, but, you know, we're getting it very, very quickly. Just do that for a little bit longer. And if you do that for a little bit longer, you're going to have more runs. Your bowlers have got more of a chance. Ben can be ultra-positive again with the way he's setting the field for these young spinners. I mean, how many captains, and bats in our time, how many captains with the way that Tom Hartley started the series, he would have said, right, just come off for a while. You might not have seen him until maybe the next day or later on in the day. Ben gave him a 9-over spell. That was tremendous backing, and that's what I love about Ben. That's what he does, and that confidence, the way he sets the field. Sometimes when it's a dead wicket, he's saying, no, I'm going to leave cover open. I want the batter to think he can hit it through there, because now he's going to, if a little bit of shape for Jimmy and Brody when he was playing before he retired, and that's when we're going to get the catchers behind and slip. And the keeper. So I love that positivity. I just think with the batting, we just need to be a little bit smart with the way we execute our shots.
I think we're looking at the wrong thing. We're looking at 71 overs. We should be looking at the runs that we've scored. If we're getting 400 in 71 overs, keep doing it, lads. Yeah. But we've not got 400. That's what we need to be looking at. It's the numbers. Batting's about scoring runs. Bowling's about taking wickets and how you go about that whole process. So if England could have extended to 90 overs to bat, or even 85, they'd probably... And numbers tell you that they're over the 400. Brilliant. Thanks very much. Take that every single day of the week. And we will take the ups and downs of the odd dismissal here and there. No problem. Because we're still getting to our end goal. If we are not reaching the end goal, we're just making it very difficult for ourselves. And you're always on the back foot.
Marcus Trescothick is doing media duties today. I'm delighted to say he's now speaking with Cameron Ponsonby.
Marcus, your thoughts on day one?
Yeah, a disappointing day. I think we're, you know, winning the toss. We were hopeful for... You know, the pitch to be a bit better than potentially what it was. It swung around a little bit with a new ball, and I thought, you know, we did well to getting up to lunchtime. And then, you know, it was challenging then after that. Caldeep got more spin than we expected going into day one. And he sort of blew us away, really. So it made it pretty hard for us. And, you know, it wasn't our ideal day, but it is what it is.
It's another batting collapse. Is that a cause for concern in general, or is it more a symptom of the conditions?
Well, I think we've got to give a bit of credit to their guys. I think Caldeep spun the ball well, and you know, there were some good balls bowled in the middle of that. And I thought we played okay at times, but you know, just not consistent enough. Really, we didn't get the bigger scores that we need. Obviously, Zach get 79, I think, and then needed a few other people to chip in and get bigger scores to, you know, to sort of build it up from that point in. So, but you know, batting collapses happen, especially over here. You know, you see them a lot. When the ball spins in particular, it makes it pretty tricky.
Does that credit to the opposition continuing to the final session? It was also it was a difficult final session with the ball for England.
Yeah, well, I think you could see the difference of the morning session to the evening session in terms of what the new ball did. It swung around and sort of nipped a little bit more than in the morning session. I don't know whether we'll get the same sort of conditions with the ball being slightly older now and obviously being 30 overs into an innings, so it was no surprise almost it was like that. But you know, we got something to work on, and hopefully we can, you know, be better tomorrow than potentially what we've been today and come back strong.
Ben and Zach were phenomenal at the start of the day. It was an amazing opening spell by Bumrah and Siraj as well. Despite that, as you said, it was very difficult conditions. Was there at all any buyer's remorse over choosing to bat?
Well, I think hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And when, you know, you see it in that sort of conditions, I don't think anybody expected it to do as much as what it did. And going in, and we were, you know, still 100 for two at lunchtime. So, you know, we managed to sort of play and miss a few times, get a little bit of luck here and there, and put ourselves in that position. So, yeah, great. You know, if we'd have lost the toss, it might have been completely different.
A disappointing day for the team, but another excellent innings from Zach Crawley. Mm-hmm. He's had a phenomenal series, kind of. How much pride and how have you taken in seeing his career progress over the last 2 years? This is his second very impressive series in a row against top quality opposition.
Yeah, back-to-back series, which is really important for him. I think, you know, I've seen him grow, and you can see the player that he's now becoming. Just the way he's talking about his game and understanding his game is a really important part. And it's nice to see when you have longevity working with players and you can see them progress and their standards really rise and be more consistent in what they have. This is what we've seen. It's what the sort of group of us sort of saw in Zach, that we knew that he could be this type of player. And you're starting to get the reward for that is really encouraging for him, but also for the team.
Before play, there was the presentation for Johnny Bairstow's 100th cap. It looked very special.
Oh, it was amazing. Rooty's speech was superb, and we knew Johnny was going to be a little bit emotional, and obviously with his family being around and stuff like that. But a real special moment for everyone to be involved with, and not more so for Johnny and his family. So all delighted when we get those opportunities that we can really pay tribute to the players that have done some great things for England.
And just finally, what was it like on a personal note to have the England whites on again?
It's strange, yeah. Hopefully I'll never get onto the field to actually do any fielding, but I've got the team sheet printed off, so I've got my name written on there, so that's always nice to see.
Have you and Collie got a little frame it together? Who's going to go first if
Collie,
someone has to go?
100% Collie. He moves a lot better than I do, yeah. If I have to stand at slip at short leg, then I might have a chance, but Collie can do the outfielding for sure.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Marcus Trzaskowski in conversation with Cameron Ponsonby. Interesting there early on. Didn't expect the pitch to do what it did. That was an interesting one. Alex Tudor and Gareth Batty still with myself, Andrew McKenna. So is this a terror pitch? Was this a 218 all-out pitch for you, Tudes?
No, it certainly weren't. No, it weren't. And yes, the ball spun, but it didn't spin prodigiously where you're thinking, oh, it's 218 and they've blown through you. I think once you look back and you see the shots that were played, you know, England got themselves out rather than being bowled out. Yes, there were a few that, you know, got good deliveries and you think, okay, yes. But generally, you know, they got themselves out and they can only fault themselves, you know. India bowled well, yes, and you would expect them to with the experience that they have, and Kuldeep coming off a fifer in Ranchi. He's come and he's bowled with a lot of confidence. He's control of the ball, bowling wrist spin, but he still went at 4.8, but he got fifer. And as Gareth will tell you, he don't care about his run rate as long as at the end of the day, at the end column, it's five wickets or whatever wickets it will be, and you've bowled the team out, and you can sit back, feet up, have as many drinks and sandwiches or whatever it is that they're going to eat and just watch your boys go to work and bat, and that's what they've done.
Yeah, I think England, I'm just looking at the scorecard now, England were 100 for 2. That's not a minefield surface. And then you're looking at 137 for 3, 175 for 4. That's not a minefield. I think there needs to be an amount of realism about it. England's opening partnership, yes, it was nice, 64, but India's opening partnership was 100. We lost. Second partnership, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? It's all well and good saying the positives if we are not beating the opposition within those periods and those numbers that we're talking about. Or else it all counts for nothing. There's no point getting the runs and the wickets and being on losing teams the whole time. Sorry, that's not the whole time, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're
sort of saying, yes, there are some positives and it's wonderful. But at some point, somebody has to put their hand up and say, this is how our team is evolving and this is how we are moving forward. There are some wonderful things going on and you see it. But there has to be substance to it. It can't be flash in the pan stuff.
So, India closed the day at 135 for one. Jaiswal, the man out for 57. As he went through his innings, he went past 1,000 runs in Test match cricket in 9 Test matches to get there. The fastest of all time was the Don. Took him 7. Jaiswal is now equal second quickest. There's some names here. Everton Weeks, Herbert Sutcliffe, George Headley, and Yashasvi Jaiswal on 9 Test matches. And in terms of innings, 16th innings for Jaiswal, the quickest, Vinod Kambli in 14 innings. Jaiswal is second on 16 innings. Pujara 18, Agarwal 19, Gavaskar 21. So for all of that, he still played the worst shot of the day. So it just goes to prove that even the very best can have a moment, can't they? Because let's be honest about it. He was playing Bashir. He scored 46 of his 57 runs in his innings today off of Bashir. He took a personal liking or disliking, whichever way you want to term it. He was going after him, and he just ran down after one that there was no need to. Had a huge yahoo and missed. So even the best can do it.
Yeah, he's got after him all series, though, hasn't he? I think there were some numbers that he's scored however many runs off Bashir. It was a rush of blood, wasn't it? He got out of that, what's that sweet spot that people talk about, in your bubble and all this. He went outside of his bubble and he tried something, just one thing, too outrageous, and paid the price. And I suppose that's a lesson for everybody. Sport will get you. If you start taking it for granted, it will get you, even, no matter how good you are.
Boys, thank you very much. So that is today done and dusted. Tomorrow, well, what's to come? Well, the possibility of James Anderson's 700th Test match wicket, and England will need, well, it'd like to go about 705, 706 come the end of the day, if to be perfectly honest. Find out if he can by joining us from 4 o'clock tomorrow morning on TalkSport 2, the TalkSport Cricket YouTube channel. And the first session is live on TalkSport as well, as we bring you India against England exclusively live here on TalkSport 2.
You've been listening to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. If you missed any of the show or wish to catch up, you can download the podcast. Now available via the free TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget, for more cricket content, you can listen to The Cricket Collective on TalkSport 2 every Tuesday evening, as Neil Manthorpe and Double Ashes winner Steve Harmison debate the biggest stories with a host of big names. And if you want to send us a question to a member of the TalkSport team, you can tweet us at @cricket_TS. And we'll answer your question on the next podcast. But for now, you've been listening to Following On.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.